time for my guest in studio with us every Tuesday, Dr. Tracy Lenhart. She is, again, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. If you ever wanted information from one of the best doctors in the world, here's your chance. All right, Doc, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
All right, we're going to talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome. Tell us what that is.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome is a hormonal imbalance that happens in quite a few women. It's about 6% of the women. And it's a combination of high androgens, which is testosterone, usually accompanies metabolic resistance. And so this condition can cause significant problems, including obesity, infertility. You know, most people think it includes ovarian cysts, but it doesn't have to. So you can actually have this condition without any ovarian cysts.
And there's three criteria that's been set up by the National Institutes of Health for you to say this is definitely the syndrome. What are those three criteria?
It's irregular absence of menstruation. It's excess androgen production, which is at high testosterone levels. And then the lack of other reasons for that abnormal period.
Okay, so in other words, if you say, okay, there's nothing here that indicates why they're having abnormal menstrual stress, then you know that's what it is. Okay. And what are the signs and symptoms that come along with polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Well, the irregular and absent menstrual cycles, infertility or recurrent miscarriages. So a lot of women have recurrent miscarriages and don't know why. Obesity, hirsutism, which is growth of hair, facial hair, you know, because that's high testosterone. You get facial hair.
Ah, okay.
Acne, again, high testosterone. That's why, you know, teenage boys start breaking out with acne because their testosterone levels go high. Well, women do the same thing. They start getting acne at that age, and sometimes it's higher testosterone levels. Loss of hair. Testosterone causes, you know, male pattern baldness. So a lot of women will, you know, have hair loss. And then depression. Actually, depression is one of the things that can accompany PCOS.
And what causes it? Scientists are really looking at this now in many different ways. What is the root causes of polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Well, they don't know exactly what causes it, but they are now linking it to a gene called follistatin. So, you know, they found that, you know, quite a large number of the women with PCOS have this particular gene abnormality. And then, of course, the higher testosterone levels cause high sugar and insulin. So that's one of the reasons why it accompanies usually insulin resistance and diabetes.
So there's a hereditary component to this then? It's something that generationally goes down?
They're starting to believe that there is actually a hereditary component to this. So when we actually start trying to treat it, we have to actually go after the underlying hormonal changes because, you know, we can't overcome the genetics, but these are genes that you can turn on and turn off.
Right, but this is something you always do. You take a real thorough medical history on somebody, so you're looking at generationally what's been going on, and you can see repeating patterns that you can help to treat a patient with, right?
Exactly. We start looking at everything with the patient, you know, not just what's happening now. We want to go back distance-wise and find out what started the process.
Right. All right, so there are risk factors for other major diseases. If you do have polycystic ovarian syndrome, what major diseases could actually occur because of this?
Well, definitely because of the insulin resistance. You can get diabetes, and then with diabetes goes heart disease, hypertension. Infertility is a big one, though. We have a lot of infertility right now, and one of the underlying causes is this condition. And then, of course, anytime you have higher blood sugar or hormone issues, cancers can arise from that. And then, of course, obviously obesity and all the, you know, risk factors that go with that.
So how do you treat this then? How do you treat polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Well, the first thing we do, we have to do significant hormonal testing because most of these women are younger women. So we actually do a 28-day hormone test to actually see what their hormones are doing, test their testosterone levels, see what they have. And then we start working with those hormones and we start lowering that testosterone level and we look for insulin resistance and we start reversing that process.
So again, it all comes down to, and I love the way you practice medicine, you spend a lot of time with each patient. You really try to be, I say it's like a detective. You're really searching for these root causes and things that other doctors really aren't looking for. And I think that's what makes your practice so special. I want everybody to go to peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838 and get to go see Dr. Lenhart right now because I'm telling you, she's going to make an impact in your life. Anything coming up? Any talks or anything that we want to let everybody know about?
We're going to schedule a talk next month on, I think it's going to be the adrenal fatigue.
Okay, Google. We talked about that last week, adrenal
yes.
fatigue, which again is something that a lot of people don't realize they have. They're going through it their whole life. And it's something that if you really study it like you do with your patients, it's treatable and you can get these things under control. I think a lot of people don't realize that. They walk around saying, I don't feel right. I'm tired. I'm this. I'm that. But they don't go and get it treated. And if they do, they go to a doctor who spends 2 minutes with them, doesn't come to any real conclusion, cookie cutters the diagnosis, and you don't get down to the actual root cause. That's what your type of medicine, what you're doing, your practice is so unique and so special, because you're able to really find these things and treat patients. I know you told me that you have a lot of patients who have gone to many, many doctors before and couldn't find out the answers, and you've been able to get them right on the right course, right?
Exactly, because we get a lot of patients to say, you know, I don't feel right, but my doctor tells me everything's normal, I'm fine, or it's just aging. You know, well, it's not just aging. It's decline, but it doesn't have to be that way. So we actually really go deep and underneath and try to figure out what's going on to fix it.
Right. And that's, again, something that you don't get out of most doctors. And I'm not criticizing them for the way they go about it. But your understanding of people's physiology and how everyone's individual, and you really got to do your homework. You spend so much time with each patient. That's what makes you such a great doctor. Besides the fact that you do all the research and you go to all these different seminars and stuff, you're always learning. That's what I love about you too, and you're always teaching us whenever you come here on the show. That's why I love it too. So again, Dr. Tracy Lenhar, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Give her a call at 727-826-0838 or go to peaksofhealth.com. Dr. Lenhar, as always, thank you for educating us on this very important thing, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.